Good morning, Robbo. It's great to be here, 2022.
Now look at you. You've been out at boot camp. You know, you work in the food industry, so you've probably had fantastic food right across Christmas, maybe the odd bevy. So I guess usually at this time of the year, we would talk about our resolutions and how we're going to get good and fit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, we would. We should. Well, let's do it.
But we're not.
A what?
No. I think we're going to go the other way. We need to set goals in 2022 of what we want to experience and achieve, food and drink goals for the year.
I do love this. This is right up my alley. Thank you.
Yeah. So have you got like five top places? Because, gee, our whole food culture is just getting so fantastic around Central Victoria, isn't it?
Oh, we're so lucky. Yes, I have got some top goals that are, you know, new places actually that have just opened up or places that are established that I haven't been to yet. So I've got five.
Okay.
Can I share them with you?
Let's.
Okay. All right. Super excited because this place in Heathcote has just opened in November, called Chauncery. The guys from Jasper Hill Winery have actually behind it,
right.
And they've recruited a couple from Queenscliff. He's a French-trained chef, Louis, I think. Oh, I hope I got that right. I probably didn't. And they've started a restaurant in Heathcote. So
lovely.
I'm dying to get to there. So it's sort of French bistro food, I think. So I'm very excited about that
nice
one.
Nice town too. I was out there only a week or so back for a drive out there.
It's a great
love
space.
It. Love
you,
it.
Have you been to the Pink Cliffs? Go and have a look at them next time you're out that way.
I will.
And Chauncery. Now, there's another great one. So this is a little bit more, I love my Vietnamese, Burmese and my however you pronounce that one.
Hey, ham and cheese sandwich.
Yeah, I know.
You're talking to the wrong bloke. I'm sorry.
I can say it any way I like. So these guys, Nem Viet, they've been out at Strathfield Village.
Yeah.
And they've had a little place out there for a while. And now they've just opened a place in Mitchell Street right in town. So I'm dying to get there. It used to be the old, I think, Epicurean Deli place on Mitchell Street. So they've changed that into a Vietnamese restaurant.
Oh, lovely.
So,
I do like Vietnamese food. It's lovely, yeah.
Well, I think they made a really fabulous banh mi that I used to eat out at Strath Village. And now, right in town now.
Hey.
Super excited. Now, cafe-wise, there's a new place that's opened, Forage. Now, Strathfield Say.
Yes,
I'm like,
been
a
there.
Cafe. Oh, you've been there already?
Yep.
Look went at you. There, you're so hip.
I know. Just went there a week and a half ago for brunch. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Really nice. Food was terrific. And it's very much a pick and choose and select food. So you can really put together exactly what you want. Very nice.
Oh, that's a good idea. Mm. Great. Well, I think they've really local produce focused and growing their own stuff. And so I'm a bit excited to go there. Right. It's on my list. Two more.
Mm-hmm.
Bar Midland, which is a lovely little, tiny little restaurant, actually, in Castlemaine. So it's the Midland Hotel, which is opposite the train station, super easy to get to.
Yep.
Alexander's the chef here, and he used to be at Movida.
Oh, right.
So he's doing some fabulous food. They just got a write-up in the Good Food Guide, and he's got a very sustainable approach, local-focused, dying to get myself there.
Okay.
And finally, this one's an oldie, but a really goodie. No, I've never been, but the Toubarak Hotel.
Right.
Which is, has an on-site brewery, and it's actually in a National Trust-listed building, and they're famous for their pies as well.
Now, pies, you're talking my language.
I thought
now.
I might be, yes. Well, maybe we need to do an outing to the Toubarak Hotel.
I reckon that sounds like a good idea. Yeah.
So that's it. That's my top five. I'm determined to make them my must-sees, must-eat-at goals for 2022.
Well, I'd certainly recommend that you jot them down because all of them come with Ree's stamp of approval, so check them out. Hey, Ree, great to see you as always, and we'll catch you next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Robbo. Bye.